I Dream, the deep dive coming out of Tentendo, Find My Way with Annalisa Fernandez on the vocals. Before that was Two Another, T-W-O, another song is called Waiting On You. That was Willis's pick. Again, very minimal soul R&B 80s vibes on both of those songs.
Definitely.
My flavor when it comes, I love melodic R&B and soul music. It's probably like my number one favorite thing. Musically, so anytime I find artists that tap into the stuff I loved growing up and stuff from back in the even this 50s 60s stuff, I attach to it very quickly. So what'd you think of those, dude?
I love the Annalisa Fernandez's voice. Sounds a little bit like a hint of Little Dragon, but in her own way. And the duo with Tentendo, very, like you said, minimal. But soul, you feel that soul, and they did so much with just a little bit, like little orchestral string hits here and there, like these trippy space sounds. It's like kind of like disco sounding, like with the orchestra strings, like. Yeah, exactly. But it's still groovy though. It's groovy and down tempo, so it's a really good chill sound and spacey.
You mentioned minimal. I think both those songs show a lot of restraint, not overloading too many layers, because the layers that they do have go a long way. Even especially in headphones, you can hear like these sort of psychedelic little key hits, right? Like strokes.
Exactly,
like,
the spacey sounds.
Like a wah sound, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so we've really explored several different terrains today for this show. But the last one, these are two very different songs that we chose. Miami Horror, for those people that listen to Hi-Fi Dream, they're hearing them a lot on the station. There's two very new songs, including this one, that have been in rotation since before the holiday. But a bunch of other songs kind of considered, I would say, like new disco in a lot of ways, like new wave, disco, electronic, summer vibes. The name of the band's Miami Horror. So they're very well known in the indie dance community, you know, indie and indie dance.
Ah, okay.
As a matter of fact, I had a friend who lives in San Diego who I remember like maybe 5 or 6 years ago, he was really into them, and he was like, he called it the summer of disco. Because it was like all these artists were kind of breaking, like Miami Horror, and it reminded him of like the like cool disco stuff. But I had to take a turn that didn't go. I went into a completely different direction. I ended on something that is a different vibe altogether. So we'll get into that now. Miami Horror, you chose this. You didn't know it was in rotation.
No.
But it's the only song on the show that was on rotation that you chose, and also the only one I knew before I listened. So talk to me about what got you to choose this track.
I think a couple shows ago I picked a collaboration with RAC, the band.
Yes.
And I seem to like the patterns that I'm hearing from them. And so the collaboration with Miami Horror was like perfect for me. And it's got a, I don't know, it's like, it feels like coming home. And it's really a grounding sound to me, even though it's very electronic, very dancey. It's still kind of casual is the word, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's the tones, it's like very soft electronic tones, synth. And not, you know, very easy vocals too, like light. So they have an album coming out in February. So this is like a single from them. So I think there'll be an interesting collaboration for a whole album of these type of songs.
There's another song that was released right around the same time as Lost Seasons called Aurora Dead Flowers. And I think both of these songs are very different, but they shows a little bit of a different side of the group that I hadn't heard yet leading into this album. I thought they were a little more straight ahead, kind of indie dance disco vibes. Definitely kind of maybe a little more on the synth wave side of things. But this album sounds like they're a little more musical on it, a little more experimental for their sound, at least. Both of the songs when they came out, it was hard for me to determine which was better. So they kind of both went into heavier rotation, and I've been rotating them between powers and secondary, as to not wear one out, but also kind of like give them both equal playing time. And,
gotcha.
But this song is good, man. I, like I said, if you go back and listen to their first couple of albums, I feel like it's one note. It's pretty straight ahead. It didn't have much diversity in their sound at all. And it makes the album listening not so adventurous or eclectic.
Gotcha.
I feel like this album is shaping up to be maybe their magnum opus, you know?
Yeah.
Because it sounds good. Like they've grown as songwriters. And again, the great choice on this track called Lost Seasons. And a high energy track, nonetheless. And then I follow it with the Blue Tones, who I don't know if you've ever heard of them, British group. In the 90s, we talk about going to CD stores in the 90s. There was one by me called Compact Disc World. And they had the listening stations, right?
So
I would say every Tuesday, which was New Music Tuesday back in those days, now it's Friday, I'd go to the record store every Tuesday to buy CDs. And I would buy a stack. I mean, sometimes like 15 CDs. But it would be a bunch of used CDs and a bunch of new CDs.
Right.
So I went to the listening station at CD World, and I heard the first couple of songs on this album, and I thought I was going to love it, and I didn't really love it. So I left it alone. Then I was working at the college radio station, and we used to get CDs all the time from the labels, a lot of this kind of music. And I remember I somehow found the Blue Tones stuck in this pile of CDs, and I took it because I remembered seeing it on the listening station. I was like, I'm gonna take this home and rip it, you know. Well, I took it home and never ripped it and never brought it back. I kept it because this song came up. It was like fourth or fifth on the album, and it's lasted. It's the only song on the album I hung on to or clutched onto, and they put out other albums as well, but this song is in my top maybe 50 all-time songs.
Wow.
It's just something so beautifully melodic about the song. The rest of the album and the rest of the songs by the bands do have a little bit of like a bluesy, kind of British bluesy rock influence to it, even though it's still kind of like Britpop, like Oasis and Stone Roses and all those groups. It has that feel to it vocally especially. But there's a kind of a bluesy groove to a lot of their music. This one notwithstanding, because this one is definitely more, I think, more of what I like from a lot of the British rock groups like Blur and Oasis and those guys, you know, Stone Roses. I love it. I love the lyrics, and I like how it kind of has a jazzy, like a breakout, freak out at the end too. And it kind of jams out, you know?
Yeah, there's like a tempo change and the rhythm changes. I think they sound a little bit like Squeeze.
I thought that was interesting because I would have never...
No?
I get it, though. I get it. I would have never caught that, though.
Well, you're probably more sensitive to that statement like that than I am.
Well, I hear it a lot in the rhythmic parts of the song, too. Because Squeeze had a very, very strong rhythm section. And there a lot of the guitar playing kind of similar, like, strumming of the guitar, too. I get it. I hear more Liam Gallagher in his voice, or maybe Ian Brown from Stone Roses. But musically, I totally hear it.
Yeah.
But there's a line. The first line of the song, it starts kind of cold. It's like, "Where did you go when things went wrong for you?" There's this beautiful melody that he has in the verses, and then in the chorus, it's like, "You don't have to hide that solution." There's more of he's being brattier and like a little more like kind of aggressive. Right. So it goes from sort of soft and like breathy to this kind of like British attitude in the bridge in the chorus. So beautiful song, one of my all-time favorites, and I'm decided to slide it into the very end of the show as a way to close this out. So
I think it's a good ending. Like, you can be like moshing at the end, basically.
So you really did you sense that, huh? Like, there was a little bit of a...
Totally, yeah. The change in the tempo, it goes frenetic, which is it's like it would be like you're at a band at a show, right?
Yeah.
And this is like the last song or one of the big songs that everyone's waiting for to dance to.
Yeah, it's good. Did you enjoy the song?
Yeah, very good song. Okay. I loved it.
Good. I'm glad you liked it because, again, this is eclectic, and it was a hit. They're a well-known group in the UK, but over here, not many people, even those who are into British music and Britpop in the 90s, are not really – they just – some reason, it never really took any kind of hold to the radio or to any kind of, not even like 120 minutes or any of those like kind of specialty shows. So, and clearly I got it from a college radio station at the time from FSU, and nobody missed it when it never came back. So, I probably would have gotten in a lot of trouble if they cared about the album.
right. Where'd it go?
Great album art too. Yeah.
I will say though that, trying to score it, you know, whether it's atmospheric or dreamy or electronic. I had a hard time, and it only barely fills in some colors there on the beat.
Groove.
And maybe a little dreamy in the beginning, a slightly atmospheric in the fact that they're clean instrumentation, but this would not be a normal Hi-Fi Dream song.
No, won't ever be on Hi-Fi Dream. Yeah. Other than when we play it here. You know, there are times where we do that. I wouldn't play, I mean, maybe I would play the Sound Sense of Purpose earlier, but like, again, this is sort of our excuse to go one step beyond the sound.
Exactly.
But this is very close to all the things that you hear because it's part of what, you know, inspired all of this, I guess you would say.
And the attitude as well.
Right. I will say the song you chose, which is the first you're going to hear here, Lost Seasons, is very representative of the regular station. And then this following track is sort of like an influential piece, if you will. Thanks, dude. I know you've been struggling and your voice is just hanging by a thread. So I'm going to get you out of here. We're going to finish this out. We'll come back next week. Hopefully your energy and your whole health will be 100% by then.
Thank you.
But thanks for gutting it out with me today and getting us back on the tracks.
Way to start the new year.
Let's do it. So last two songs, Lost Seasons by Miami Horror and then Slight Return by the Blue Tones to close us out. We'll see you all next week for another edition of the Deep Dive on Hi-Fi Dream.
This is The Deep Dive with Greg and Willis.